Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY24 results conference call of HFCL, hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. From the management team, we have with us Mr. Mahendra Nahata, Promoter and Managing Director, Mr. V.R. Jain, CFO, Mr. Manoj Baid, Company Secretary, Mr. Amit Agarwal, Head IR. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mahendra Nahata. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks a lot. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and I welcome all of you to HFCL's earnings call for the second quarter and half year of the financial year 2024. I would like to express my sincere appreciation and gratitude to all of you for joining the call today. I'm sure that you got a chance to go through our financial results, press release, and investors' presentation, which are available on the website of the company and also on the website of stock exchanges. Friends, the outlook for the global economy still remains somewhat uncertain, marked by various macroeconomic conditions across different regions and uncertainty which has been triggered off by recent global conflicts. Despite that, the International Monetary Fund has upped India's economic growth forecast to 6.3% for the current fiscal FY24, primarily due to Indian economy's robust growth prospects. India's digital transformation is making a significant difference in creating a new model of economic growth. India has offered its indigenously developed 5G technology to other countries and has also demonstrated its digital public infrastructure to the world. The country is now well-positioned to take on bigger challenges with the Bharat 6G stack that holds immense promise given India's technological expertise in the field. India's technological progress in the telecom sector has positioned it as an attractive global investment and manufacturing destination. In just 1 year after the 5G rollout started, India has emerged as one of the top three 5G ecosystems in the world. The growing demand for high-speed 5G connectivity, fueled by government initiatives like BharatNet, implementation of fiber to the home, different PLI schemes, and anti-dumping duty on optical fiber cables, will not only the indigenous manufacturing but also open up promising avenues for growth. In addition, the telecom industry is also taking significant steps to create roadmap for 6G. This was evident with recent signing of MOU between Bharat 6G Alliance and NextG Alliance at G20 Summit. The collaboration is poised to foster innovation in the dynamic telecom landscape and deepen public-private cooperation. Against the backdrop of digital transformation and building of robust 5G network infrastructure, we are expecting strong demand in the near future for fiberization both in India and globally. This expected strong demand is fueled by increased government thrust on fiberization, fiber to the home, rise in data centers, adoption of cloud computing, IoT, investing in 5G CapEx and telecom infrastructure across key global markets including India, USA, UK, France, Germany, Middle East, and other countries. In India, products under PLI scheme and fiberization under BharatNet and FTTH projects by private operators will result in good opportunities for players like us. The government in the United States has unveiled a BEAD vision, which is Broadband Equity, Access and Deployment Program, of US$43 billion, which is intended to extend last mile across the US. Under this and such other programs and subsidies equivalent to US$61 billion is expected to be disbursed for fiberization across the United States. On the other hand, EU countries including Germany, Italy, France, Australia are also seeing massive capex besides funds allocated by UK government recently to accelerate 5G innovation and to put all UK households in reach of fiber to the premises by 2033 as part of its Project Gigabit. HFCL has carved out distinct space in telecom industry by continuing on its strategic priorities of expanding optical fiber and optical fiber cable capacities along with key initiatives to design 5G networking solutions and various other broadband wireless products. These products include the revolutionary 864 fiber count, intermittent bonded cable, 5G fixed wireless access customer premises equipment, cloud-based network management system, 5G radio access network, 5G transport products, along with high capacity unlicensed band radios and Wi-Fi 7 access points. We plan to launch some of these key products during the current financial year, and we are confident that the launch of these products will further contribute to higher revenue and profitability in coming years. During the quarter under review, we launched our revolutionary 864 fiber count intermittently bonded ribbon cable in the UK. IBR cables enable easy installation of high fiber counts in smaller diameter ducts, especially useful in congested areas with very limited space. We also unveiled our new high fiber density flat ribbon cable at Fiber Connect event 2023 held in United States. A strong market reception highlights the significance of our innovative cables, reaffirming HFCL as a leading provider of pioneering solutions and that consistently addresses the evolving needs of our valued customers. Further, fiber reinforced plastic rod and impregnated glass fiber reinforcement manufactured at HFCL's Hosur plant have been accredited with evaluation, authorization and restriction of chemicals compliant REACH, which is called REACH Reform, which permits the sale of these cable reinforcement products in countries across the European Union. HFCL is actively pursuing business opportunities by leveraging its domain expertise, technological strengths, and established market presence to enhance the nation's defense capabilities. I am proud to inform you that our Aerospace and Defense Division in HTL Limited, a subsidiary of ours, secured a prestigious order from prominent defense public sector undertaking for a supply of 18 different types of cable assemblies that provide interface and interconnection between subsystem of identification of friend or foe radar systems. We have also successfully cleared the user trial readiness review by the Indian Army for the BMP-2 armament upgradation project under MEK-2 program of the Indian Army, underscoring our commitment to meeting the defense sector's requirements and contributing to the nation's self-reliance. In Q2 of financial year 24, optical fiber manufacturing plant in Hyderabad achieved a run rate of 12 million fiber kilometers per month through sustainable improvement in efficiency, product quality and capacity building. It has established the best overall equipment effectiveness performance and also resulted in increased 10% throughput. I also wish to update the expansion of optical fiber manufacturing capacities from 10 million fiber kilometers to 33.9 million fiber kilometers is progressing well and shall be operational as planned. In the process of expanding its optical fiber cable production capacity from 25 million to 35 million fiber kilometers. This expansion will also lead to significant increase in revenue and profitability. capacity will be added in a phased manner with a completion targeted in the financial year 24-25. During this quarter, we also witnessed softening in demand of optical fiber cable and telecom networking products from telcos, resulting into decline in product revenue both on quarter-to-quarter and year-to-year basis. But this temporary decline can be attributed to an inventory buildup with major operators, resulting in overall reduction in revenue in absolute terms as well as lower sales realization per kilometer of fiber. Aside, the overall demand across US has slowed down as the BEAD program, which I talked about a little earlier, that funding got delayed, which took a hit on the capex by the telcos. But now it is expected to July-August next year. In China, less orders were released by China Mobile. In India also, the situation was not much different. The BharatNet program of Government of India got delayed. And insistent rains across the country during the monsoon season also impacted the overall demand by the Indian telcos. This has resulted in decline of demand of optical fiber cable worldwide for some time. During the quarter under review, however, we were able to win some significant orders from our customers. As a result, we closed Q2 of the financial year 2024 with an order book exceeding rupees 7,000 crores. HFCL also successfully raised 352 crores through QIP during this quarter. The QIP has received an overwhelming response from institutional investors. I extend my heartfelt gratitude to all the investors for their unwavering support and trust in HFCL's long-term growth strategy. The proceeds from QIP are primarily being used to fund capital expenditures for the expansion of our optical fiber and optical fiber cable capacity, support expenditures related to R&D initiatives, including the acquisition of technologies, facilitate the repayment of short-term borrowings and fulfill working capital requirements. Friends, let me now brief you on the key performance metrics of quarter 2 of financial year 24 and then H1 of financial year 24. Revenue of Q2 of FY24 stood at 1108.49 crores as compared to Indian rupees 995.19 crores in Q1 and 1173.47 crores in quarter 2 of financial year 23. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 149.77 crores as compared to 159.62 in Q1 of financial year 24 and 174 crores in Q2 of financial year 23. EBITDA margin stands at 13.47% for Q2 of 24 compared to 16.04% of Q1 of 24, which stood at 14.88% in Q2 of financial year 23. Profit after tax in quarter 2 of FY24 stands at 70.17 crores as compared to 75.56 crores in quarter 1 of 24 and 84.31 crores in quarter 2 of FY23. PAT margin stands at 6.31% in quarter 2 of FY24 as compared to 7.59% in quarter 1 of FY24 and 7.18% in quarter 2 of FY23. Segment revenue for telecom products during the quarter stood at 473.81 crores, that is 43% of quarter 2 of financial year 24 revenue as compared to 662.43 crores. That is 67% of quarter 1 of 24 revenue and 671 crores, that is 57% of revenue quarter 2 of FY23. Revenue half year of financial year 24 stood at 2106 crores as compared to 2224 crores in H1 of financial year 23. I again repeat, 2,106 crores in first half of financial year 24 as against 2,022.24 crores H1 of financial year 23. EBITDA for H1 of financial year 24 stood at 309.39 crores as compared to 304 crores in H1 of FY23. EBITDA margin stands at 14.69% for H1 of financial year 24 as compared to 13.68% for H1 of financial year 23. Profit after tax for H1 stands at 145.73 crores as compared to 137.40 crores in H1 of FY23. PAT margin stands 6.92% in H1 FY24 as against 6.18% of H1 of financial year 23. Segment revenue for telecom products during H1 of 24 stood at 1136.24 crores, that is 54% of the revenue of H1 of FY24, as compared to 1291.14 crores, which is 58% of revenue of H1 of financial year 23. The growth in key global telecom markets and the upcoming opportunities in India fuel our optimism. To conclude, I would like to reiterate that with our strategic focus on capacity expansion, geographical expansion, shifting revenue mix from project to products, backward and horizontal integration, strong R&D commitment, and developing margin-accretive new products, we begin to yield results, and we are confident that our strategy will continue to enhance revenues and profitability in the coming years. With an unyielding focus on delivering value, our team is determined to pursue our goals relentlessly. We are excited about our participation in upcoming India Mobile Congress from 27th to 29th October 2023. We look forward to unveiling various key futuristic products that are set to play a crucial role in the telecom industry and revolutionize the 5G expansion movement in India. Friends, thank you very much once again for the participation. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have follow-up questions, we would request you to rejoin the question queue. The first question is from the line of Balasubramanian from Arihant Capital. Please proceed.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. My first question, on the financial side, intangible asset under development has increased from 98 crore to 299 crore from FY23 to H1 FY24. Could you please clarify on the same, like what kind of development we have done?
No, look, all these expenses, what you see, the increase in the R&D expenses, the license fee paid, R&D expenditure incurred, and that would be amortized once the products are launched. They would be amortized over a period of time. Because R&D is an expensive effort, and we are incurring these expenses, as different products are being undertaken for R&D, which I've been mentioning all the time. This totally relates to R&D expenditure and also the equipment which we buy for, the software license fees and all that we get for developing various equipment.
Got it, sir. Sir, my second question on that segmental net, like it's in Q2 FY22, how do we understand on segmental revenue mix margins going forward?
Please repeat your question, Mr. Balasubramanian. Your voice was cracking in between.
Yes, sir. Segmental revenue mix reflects to FY22. So, like, how do you understand on segmental revenue mix and margins going forward?
Look, you know, as you would have noticed in the current quarter, the product revenue has gone down a bit. And that has happened because of the decreased demand of fiber optic cable, which I explained in detail in my opening remarks. It went down quite suddenly, quite unexpectedly, and for various reasons. In India, because of monsoon reasons and operators not expanding that network that fast in monsoon. In different other countries, the US for delay in the subsidy programs and accumulation of inventory with the operators. So people earlier thought that supplies would be quite delayed, so people had accumulated inventory. All that led, you know, decrease in the revenue of fiber optic cable in the last quarter. And I'm expecting this to continue a little bit in the current quarter also, and then expect it to improve again with all these programs coming back. Overall, fiber optic cable demand is going to be remaining good, exceedingly well, because of, you know, FTTH, 5G, BharatNet in India and various other subsidy programs being launched by various governments worldwide, including the developed countries, to make fiber reach to every home. Overall demand is going to remain very good, but this has been a temporary. So going forward, if you ask me, segmented revenue is going to become better and better, and our objective is to reach to a kind of a ultimate 30. Kind of a product and project revenue, whereas 30% of the project revenue would be from the good cash flow kind of a project, and product revenue out of the 70% maximum would be out of the products to be developed by us or are being developed by us. Some of the products which we have developed are already launched in the market and are getting good traction, you know, like Wi-Fi access points, like unlicensed band radios. There were a very good traction in the market. So going forward, I would say the objective of the company is to reach to a 70-30 kind of a, you know, revenue mix. However, for current quarter, which I am presenting to you, in the current quarter, the mix might be a little different because of the current situation of fiber optic cable I have explained to you. However, in the Q1, it is again expected to improve. Q1 of calendar year I was talking about, because of increasing the demand of possible increased demand of cable and some of the new products which we are planning to launch, if we launch in the first quarter of the fourth quarter of the financial year, that revenue will also kick in. But definitely, if you go to Q1 of the next financial year, this would have a dramatic change. So all the products would have been launched, cable demand would have been improved. So that would put less stress on the cash flow and also increase the revenue and profitability. Moreover, by that time, a lot of revenue which is unrealized still from the one of the major projects, which is Network for Spectrum Indian Army project, a large part of that revenue would have also been realized. So that will further improve the cash flow of the company to a very good extent.
Okay, got it, sir. Sir, my next final question. On that export market side, we have some inventory built up with major telcos in US market. How do we anticipate demand and supply environment, not only US, the overall global market? Because our revenue export share in 17% in FY23, right now we have seen little bit dip to 14.4%. So like, how do you understand on the global markets because of inventory build-up? It is problem with the US market only, how do you understand on the overall markets?
Look, this is a higher the problem is in US. I tell you, before two or three quarters back, US was in a situation where the delivery was 4 to 6 months. Unfortunately, at that time, our products were under approval. You know, we had not started exporting this market. We were preparing ourselves. Now, what has happened because of increase in capacity in US, and also late start of those programs which I mentioned about. Operators had already built up inventory, meaning that this delivery is going to be continuing 4 to 6 months. They had accumulated stock by taking increased delivery from suppliers. So when these programs got delayed, naturally the output, the installation of fiber optic cable did not take up that kind of a speed which it was expected. As a result of which, there was a buildup of inventory with the operators. Simultaneously, the supply position had increased, keeping in view that demand would increase and the supply had increased. So this has resulted in twofold impact, that yes, inventory buildup is there and very quick, which is expected to ease out, as I said, next 4 to 6 months, or even maybe less than that. This is expected to ease out. Good thing which has also happened, of the total requirement in US market, more than 60% products we have already got approved by the Telcordia and other approving agencies, which itself is a big feat, because the US market cable requirement is completely different in terms of construction and material you use than Indian and European market. So those approvals have been taken. Once the demand picks up, we expect a reasonable amount of opportunities for us. We have already started appointing distributors, agents. We have already got our own employees also in the US market. We are totally ready to take advantage of this market once the demand picks up. But anyway, we have already started selling. We have done some selling in the US market. I don't have the exact number in my hand, but yes, I think something like $8 or $10 million, $7 or $8 million of sales has already happened in the US market.
Thank you, sir. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Just two questions, sir. One, so now thinking about the second half, sir, can we still expect a low single-digit growth this year, or should we expect a flattish number on the revenue front?
You know, Sahil, I would not like to give any future guidance or predictions, but I am sure, you know, with the demand picking up in next 2 quarters, there should be reasonable growth in our revenue, which we had anticipated. This particular quarter, the revenue growth was there, but because of the reduced sales from the products, margin took a hit if you compare from the quarter one. Once the product sale improves, the margin are also going to improve. So though the revenue has grown, but if you compare to the last, you know, it's not really revenue has gone down, but it's more or less the profitability has gone down. So I expect that next 2 quarters, we should expect the demand should pick up. And if the demand picks up, our revenue and profitability both.
Right, sir. Right, sir. And my second question is, sir, all these new products that we are launching, would you be able to give a number as to what kind of incremental revenue can we expect maybe by next year?
Looking at the new products which we are launching, which number of times I mentioned, I am expecting that there should be at least an increased revenue of about 800 to 1,000 crores. Coming up from these products on a very pessimistic basis. It could be more because some of the products we are launching, the demand is huge, huge demand opportunities there. But at least 800 to 1,000 crores, minimum I expect that kind of a revenue to come up from these products.
This would be in FY25 or would be over 2 years, 2-3 years?
No, I am talking about FY25.
Okay, that's great to hear, sir.
And that's quite... I am quite confident of that, you know, because all these products I am talking about would be launched before the expiry of this financial year. And, you know, maybe a little bit earlier than that. And, you know, one by one. And by the next financial year, we would be totally in the market, including the export market, to sell these products. So once that happens, demand of these products would be in billions of dollars. So there is absolutely no lack of confidence in us to get this kind of a revenue.
Sure, sir. Sure, sir. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saral from INSEC. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, what would be our blended capacity utilizations if you could give a sense?
Would you repeat your question once again?
Sir, my question pertained to our capacity utilizations.
Oh, thank you.
For the first half.
Yeah, you know, look, you know, capacity utilization in the fiber optic has been low. As I said, the cost of this market has slowed down. So it has gone down by roughly by one third or so. As you've seen, the product sale has gone down by one third. So capacity utilization has almost gone. It had maybe a little bit more than that, because the inventory which was there has been also been part of the sales numbers. So, but around that, you know, it has gone down the capacity utilization. But, you know, once the demand improves, it will go up again. It's very easy to increase that, you know, it's very modular.
Sir, you highlighted that our margins have fallen because of the weak product mix. The product revenue has fallen. Any other reason apart from this, or this is the only reason?
The major reason is this only, but there has been decrease in the price also. Because once you have a decrease in demand, consequently there will be some decrease in the price also. So the realization of fiber optic cable per fiber kilometer has gone down by about 100 rupees per fiber kilometer. So that has reduced the percent from decrease in demand. But let me tell you, these are very temporary phenomena in the market, you know. Market cannot always remain sky high and every time the demand is very, very high. These are temporary kinks which come in the market, which is, this is one of them. And I am quite confident this would come back to its normal level very, very soon. And this will also improve in the, once the demand improves. And also at the same point of time, capacity utilization will also improve. And all that would be reflected in the P&L of the company.
So, sir, what should be the margin trajectory? Because it has been volatile over last three, four quarters. So, just wanted to get a sense, where can we land up in FY24, if you could give a directional guidance.
No, look, it's not proper for me to give guidance, but yes, I can say, with the increase in the product-led revenue, margin trajectory would also become better. And average out, you average out for last three, four quarters, it would be around that.
Understood. That was helpful. Sir, what do we, can you share some outlook for exports? How is it shaping up? We've seen very good traction over the last three, four years. But going ahead, how do we see that going?
Look, I'm very bullish about that. I'm very, very bullish about that. We have taken various steps to increase exports for fiber optic cable as well as equipment. I think we would have contacted in last 2 months more than 200 to 250 different customers across the world about our fiber optic cable, and now starting to build them, you know, from L0 level to L1, L2, L3 level. When L4 you reach, you make a final sale. So these are kind of customers we are now contacting, apart from the customers we are selling. You know, these are the new customers we are contacting by dedicated team. And we receive replies from many, and then we start taking the next steps and all that. And we have got approvals from, as I said, in Intellicordia for the US market, which is an approving agency technically. We have got approval from various other world-renowned operators for our fiber optic cable. So I have a very promising outlook for optic cable sales in the export market. And, of course, I expect it to pick up in the next couple of months. Number, as far as the equipment are concerned, I'm very bullish. Because the market of equipment is far, far larger than the fiber optic cable market. Of course, equipment are also quite a lot. But the equipment which we are manufacturing, we are designing and we will be manufacturing, there also the demand is billions of dollars. But I am talking about 800 to 1,000 crores. So we have already started making in that direction, effort in that direction also, to start writing to the operator, say, these are the products which are going to come out of our manufacturing in next few months, this, and these are the specifications. And we are already looking at that, yes, we are getting good response from operators, and once the products come out and we give it for testing, I am sure that this 800 or 1,000 crores of revenue would be absolutely peanuts, nothing. In fact, we have already sent one of our product samples for testing to a very large US operator, and they have already gone through the first level of testing, and they have expressed complete satisfaction with our product. I don't say that has resulted in any demand immediately, but getting a satisfactory report from such a large operator itself is a good thing. Moreover, one of our 5G products, and this was a 5G product, another 5G product is getting tested in another operator's lab in India. There also we have satisfactory report. So, product revenue from exports and also cable revenue from exports, I am very bullish about, because of the efforts we have taken, because of the customer base we are creating, and in terms of products, good efficient products at a price which is very competitive we have developed. So I am sure this will all result in good export revenue in the next year and years beyond that.
Sure, sir, that was delightful to hear. Sir, you spoke in detail about that inventory build-up with one of the key clients.
Hello, Mr. Saral.
Yes?
Sorry to interrupt. Could you please rejoin the question queue again?
Sure. I'll fall back. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Darshit from Robo Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for taking my question. So, although you have partly answered my question, but I just requested that if you can, just not a proper guidance, but just give a view of the medium term, say 2 to 3 years down the line, about margins, revenue, or any kind of key drivers you think.
Look, Rashid, thanks for your question. I would not give a guidance, but what I can say, there's a strategy which we have got in the company, two-threefold, you know. One, increasing our revenue from products, and that is happening with increasing the capacity of fiber optic cable manufacturing capacity, fiber manufacturing capacity. Backward integration, which results in production. Two, you know, product design by ourselves, which is resulting in number of products which can be sold in export market, and also reducing our revenue from project, increasing from products. All this, if you look at combined way, you would find that revenue are expected to go up, as well as profitability is also expected to go up in next 2-3 years, midterm what you're talking about. Reason is simple. One, products have a better profitability, lower cash requirement, reduces your interest burden, and also at the same point of time, increased capacity would mean that you would be able to export to more customers and more countries, something which we are banking upon heavily, because if export is good, then that is where the 90% of the demand lies. So with the more number of customers, we expect increasing the revenue. So that is where we are putting up a lot of effort, apart from our customers in India. Of course, because India is our home market, where customers like Jio and Airtel are, we hope that Vodafone would also revive, we hope. BSNL is coming up with a lot of incentives from the government. Programs like BharatNet are coming up, because and that has a, you know, budgeted outflow of 1,40,000 crores for next 10 years, including maintenance, out of which 40,000 crore is capex in next 3 years. And we expect to get reasonably good orders out of that, because we should be one of the more qualified parties. So in 2-3 years time frame, I expect future should be good.
Okay. Great to hear that. And I just missed one thing you said about products already approved in the US markets. What was the number?
That I talked about the fiber optic cable. And that was roughly the estimate that constitutes about 60% of the demand of the cable markets of US.
Okay. 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 Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your questions to two per participants. If you have any follow-up questions, we would request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Aman Vich from Astute Investment Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir. My first question is on the defense side and then on the product side.
So Aman, your questions are always on defense side.
Yeah. I have a question on product side also, sir. So first on the defense side, sir, if you can give an update. Last call me, you talked about some potential tenders in BMP upgrade and fuses as well. And on the SDR and night vision, if you can update on all these three, four products.
Look, on the BMP upgrade, UTRR for our upgrade has already happened. UTRR is readiness trial. And I'm very happy to inform that we have already gone through that UTRR. Some of them have failed, and I don't want to name who have failed because it's not my job to name the competitors who have failed. Now, you know, I think the last phase of trial is going on for the remaining companies. And I think they are finishing the trial within this month. And whoever passes through, they will get the RFP and the tender to participate. And we have already passed through the trial, that is happy to inform you. In terms of SDR, which is under development, it is still not fully developed. We have done more or less 50-60% of the development. There were some issues where we got stuck in terms of, technical part of it, which is particularly the radio frequency part, which we have now got a solution and resolved. So resolved in a sense that theoretically resolved, but practically when we put it through as the equipment, we would know. But now we know the solution. So then the SDR would be developed sometime mid of next year and would be submitted to Army. But it's a long-term project. Demand of SDR would continue for decade to come, more than a decade to come. So there is no problem for us, even if it has got delayed by 6 months or so. And, you know, in R&D, nothing new. It's a very, very complicated product. So there is a delay of 6 months or so. But fine, you know, it's a product which would be in demand for, you know, a couple of decades. So we have no issue with that. Huge new tender is yet to come. We are hearing that new tender would come. Whenever it comes, we will participate. But we have already approached Indian Army for trial, even without a tender, because there is a procedure by which they try by themselves. If you submit even without a tender, and they certify it for a military use. Once they certify it for military use, then whenever a tender comes, you don't even have to go through this test and trial again in many cases. Many cases you may have to, many cases you may not. In terms of defense, we have participated in another tender which is yet to be opened, which is for tactical fiber optic cable, which was, I think, about 7,000 kilometers about ten days back, and that yet to be opened. So once it opens, we will know the results. There are only, I think, there should be only three or four participants, as much as I know. So it has not been declared, but as industry information is there, there should be about three or four participants. And we are very hopeful that we should be one of the parties who would be asked to go for the reverse bidding, you know. It's a two-stage bidding, you know, one is what you submit, and then the reverse bidding happens. So we are quite hopeful of that, you know. That's a product which you already participated. So UTRR, we are approved and waiting for RFP. Tactical cable, we have already participated in the tender. We are quite hopeful of that. SDR development is a bit delayed, but which would come up in the mid next year. Huge, we are submitting for approval to the Indian Army, already written to them. Now waiting for the ammunition to be made available and the firing range to be made available. For the artillery guns, firing range are limited. So firing range availability we are waiting for. Electro-optics, we have one tender coming up where we'll participate in. One tender already came where there has been some problem with number of private companies in a particular class of firing, which was all have represented. It was the problem with the technical problem had given, not really problem with the electro-optic devices of the company. So that is under reconsideration at this point of time.
Sure, sir. That was helpful. The second question is on the product side. So earlier we had a target of around maybe 300 to 400 crore sales for this year and 800 to 1000 crore for next year. I believe we are still on track for next year target, but what would be the revised target for the product side for this year?
So this year we are, you know, instead of 300 to 400, we are expecting 250 to 300, about 250 to 300 because, you know, some of our products which we are already in the market, you know, for example, analysis bandage, you know, that has got a good track come, that is under supply. We got an order of 10,000 links, which is under supply. Then another order of 5,000 links is expected very soon, which we will supply. So you should assume it at about 250 crores to 300 crores instead of 300 to 400 crores. But next year, 800 to 1,000 crores, I believe, there will be any problem in achieving that.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Co. Please go ahead, sir.
Saket ji, main aapki wait hi kar raha tha kab line pe aaoge aap.
Arre, dhanyawad sir, aabhar prakat karta hu sir is baat pe. Sir, firstly sir, for this EPC segment part, I think so for the Madhya Pradesh Jal Nigam, we bagged an order for 1015 crore. So if you could give us some more details and also whether it is one of the project or a package in the project, if you could throw some more light.
No, it is one of the project, not really a package in the project. And it is expected to be completed in 2 years' time frame. And work, survey work and all that would start in about a month from now, after Diwali, let me say. So as I said, you know, our effort is to somehow come up with a technology where we can put fiber optic cable with that. In UP, we are already working on that, the technological part, how to do that and how to make it robust and, you know, not something which can be damaged with the water pipeline, and then various methodologies, whether it can be inside the pipe, outside the pipe, we are working on that. But then no hurry to, you know, come up with a solution with working with a solution which works, you know, and it could be different in different parts of the network. So we are working on that. The topology of the Madhya Pradesh network is a little different, but we would still work on that kind of a solution. So it's a 2 year thing, which is to be completed, and work would start in a month's time.
So sir, as you have earlier mentioned that we will be more inclined towards the product segment and more R&D and being done there only. So how would the revenue profile look forward, I think, so now with this participation in the Jal Nigam projects, I think so if further are there in the annual, what should be the likelihood and the percentage in the revenue mix?
Look, you know, as I said currently, our overall strategy is that product revenue should increase, and that spending in effort of the company in R&D in cable as well as your products, which is telecom products and defense products all. Of course, you know, when I say 70-30 is our ultimate objective, and when 30 being from the projects where, you know, good cash flow projects like what we are going to do for Jio, so very good cash flow. Now, at the same point of time, you know, there are kinks, you know, like for example, current quarter, the revenue has low, and for the reasons which I have already explained, I need not go in detail again. So current year, you know, and this quarter three also, I expect it to remain almost like that. Quarter four, it would improve. That's my expectation. And Q1 onwards from the next, it's a different, you know, scenario altogether with so many products coming in market. The scenario would be completely different. So this year, it could maybe about 50-50 or maybe little better than that. Next year, I think I should be able to go into a 60-40 situation, then leading to 70-30 situation.
Correct, sir. And one more question, sir. You mentioned about some CapEx in the... Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
If I may complete.
Could you please rejoin the queue? There are other participants also waiting for you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Please provide opportunity again.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parth Mehta from MCAP. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, I just had a couple of questions. The first one is, when we are going to launch these new products, be it on the defense side or the 5G side, will we need any kind of CapEx or investment to convert those launched products to revenues, which we are probably looking at 800-1,000 crores of revenues in the next financial year?
You know, there will be some CapEx required, which is 50-60 crores, around, you know, you can say less than 75 crores to launch those products in the market.
75 crores of CapEx would give us revenues of 800-1,000 crores.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because a lot of money is spent on R&D was, you know, there is also CapEx. It's not only machinery, he said, how you design the product, that is also very, very important. And, you know, I could have done without the 75 crores also going for quarter contract manufacturing. But since I have to take advantage of the DLI incentive, which has been sanctioned to the company of almost 600 crores, that's why we have to establish this manufacturing facility so that we can take advantage of that 600 crores of which has been sanctioned to us.
Yes, okay. So my second question and the final one is, what after the new capacity for OFC and OF comes on stream next year, how much revenues are we looking at these prices where they have corrected in the last quarter?
I am looking something around 2,800-3,000 crores, which includes the fiber optic cable, fiber, and also accessories which are sold together with fiber optic cable. So this is what I am looking for, around 2,800-3,000 crores.
At the expanded capacity?
At the expanded capacity.
Okay. Sir, how much price...
That would increase further. Next year, it would increase further.
So next year only, I'm asking that how much do you think after the...
I'm talking of next year only. But then year next to that, it is going to increase.
So year next to that, how much will that increase from 3,000?
Pardon me?
In FY26, how much are you expecting from these, the same...
I would say another couple of hundred, 200-300 crores.
More. Okay. 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 Thank you so much, sir. That is all from me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Pramod, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir. Hello, Mr. Pramod? Hello? Mr. Pramod? Since the participant is not answering, we'll move on to the next question. The next question is coming from the line of Jeel Thakkar from Nirzar Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to know what is the optic fiber price and volume compared to the previous year? And also, I would like to know, are we bidding for Kavach?
For what?
Kavach.
Okay. Railway, that is the signaling equipment, not the...
Yes.
No, first of all, you know, if Kavach has telecom part, we will be definitely bidding for that. When it comes to the realization of fiber, you know, in terms of pricing, you know, as I said in my opening remark, it has gone down roughly by... Not opening remark, in answering one of the question, I think. That pricing has gone down by roughly about 100 rupees per fiber kilometer in terms of realization. So what was cable, I am talking about cable, what was the realization about 1,300 rupees per fiber kilometer equivalent cable, it has gone down to 1,200. In terms of, but you know, it depending upon what count of fiber and all that, you know, this is average. In terms of price of fiber per kilometer, it has gone down from Q1 to Q2, Earlier it was about 380 rupees per kilometer. Now it has become around 355 rupees per kilometer. That is the fiber price I am talking about.
All right. So right now you can say it is about 1300?
Right now the price of fiber cable, I am not talking of cable, fiber.
Yes.
Price of cable per fiber kilometer, it is about 1200 rupees, 1213 rupees on average. But it is again, as I said, it is average for us. Somebody may have a different average because somebody might have sold fiber of lower count where price would be different. Higher count price would be company to company and construction to construction. For us, it has gone down by 100 rupees.
And how much was this last year?
1300 rupees, 1315.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranay Gandhi from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. I hope you are doing good. Sir, my first question is in regards to the defense segment. As we just discussed that the company is actively bidding for tenders and going for product trials as well. But I want to understand what kind of numbers are we looking at? I understand it's difficult to comment on it before we get the tenders, but I just want to understand the scale of tenders that the company participates in. Could you please give an insight on that?
Scale of tenders, if you ask me, what we have participated and what we expect to participate in, let us say, next, this current financial year, would be roughly about 7 to 10,000 crores. Participated and expected to participate. Both I am putting together, about 7 to 10,000 crores. Now, how much order I will get, this is anybody's guess.
So, if, even if we participate at that number, and I know in a real case scenario in real world, it's not, I hope it happens, but the company will not be able to secure all the offers. But even if it does, is it in a position where it can deliver that number?
Look, you know, let us not even expect to get all those numbers, you know. Let us not even expect. So I would not say that I am in a position or not. I would be very happy even if I get 15 or 20% of that. Very, very happy with that. And that certainly would be in a position to deliver.
Okay. And in next few years, do we see that number increasing in terms of our scale?
Sure. Because we will be increasing our product range, you know. One more decision we have taken, you know, in defense, we are not only going to depend upon the product which we design, we are going to do the transfer of technologies also, taking technology from outside for our manufacturing. Like the BMP-2, which I talked about, nothing is manufactured by us, it is all partnerships. But yes, system integration would be done by us. So we will take more such opportunities, because defense products are very complex products and go through testing cycle, which is, God forbid, you know, so strict and sometimes unrealistic also, let me be very frank, very unrealistic also, you know, which is not even required, but that's their prerogative. So, you know, to design the things and go through those cycles all the time for every product is not possible. It's better, you know, take technology transfer also with proven products and increase your revenue through them also. So it's a two-pronged approach. One is our own products. Second is TOT. So like the BMP-2, we have the transfer technology, but system integration by us. We expect to do more such projects for ourselves coming up in future.
Thank you so much, sir. And my next question would be in regards to telecom equipment.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Pranay. Could you rejoin the queue for any
follow-up? Ma'am, only one question.
Okay, give him one question. Let him. No problem.
Sure, sir.
Thanks so much, sir. So, in regards to telecom equipment, I understand, as you previously mentioned, that market is huge. It's bigger than the optical cables itself. So, what are the products that we feed? Our flagship products or the products on which we'll have competitive advantage? And the scope beyond FY25, beyond 1,000 crore revenue mark. Could you please comment on that?
Look, you know, flagship products, you know, like, for example, the product which are currently doing, first they launched the UBR, unlicensed band radio, for the first time, it is being tried, not only being tried, it is being commercially used for backhauling the 4G and 5G traffic. And even the Qualcomm, which is the original chip supplier, they were also amazed. I have had a meeting with the Qualcomm people last week only. They are very senior people, number two, number three people had come from US. They were amazed the kind of use case we had for the unlicensed band radio, which they had not done anywhere else in the world, which we are able to do in India. And the product is used for backhauling the 4G and 5G traffic, which has not happened anywhere else in the world. You know, we have been able to build radios which is giving multiple Gbps of backhaul traffic, backhauling the traffic of 4G, 5G. So that is going to have a good demand, India and many other countries. Wi-Fi 7, which we had developed last year, but now we are, you know, making a cost-reduced version of that, because at that time what chipsets were available in the market, price was so high that it was not you know, cost effective for home switch. But now there are new chipsets that come, we are going to rationalize that, and that is going to be a flagship product. But much more importantly, the wireless 5G wireless customer premises equipment, which are not under development, some of the development is already done, which is under trial, and a couple of other versions of that would be you know, coming into for field trial in next 1 month. I expect very, very good demand coming out of that, though I am not willing to give any numbers, but it can be much more than the overall turnover I have assumed from the our product, you know, next year. One product itself can be more than that. Such is the high demand for those products. So, 5G related products, unlicensed band radio, Wi-Fi, routers. Routers are a huge demand opportunity in BharatNet, you know. So BharatNet, whenever comes up, indigenously designed products, and I think we and only one more company has indigenously designed products for Bharat, for routers. So whenever this BharatNet comes, demand is going to be, you know, more than lack of routers. So I believe there would be good demand opportunity for routers also. So these are, which I can say that very good demand is, opportunity is there. Now, how much will be able to take up, how much will be able to sell, is too premature to say, but yes, 800 to 1,000 crore is nowhere. It's very, very pessimistic. We can do much more than that. If my salespeople, you know, are not able to do that also after products being developed, they deserve to be checked. And I don't think they are that bad. You know, they should be able to do more than that.
That is awesome, sir, and good luck with that. So I just have one request. We were trying to schedule a planned visit or a meeting with the management.
Anytime, just let us know. Our
so not being able to secure one, is there a concerned person I can get in touch with?
Yeah, you get in touch with Amit Agarwal, our you know, head of relation, and he would be too happy to organize your visit. If you want to visit fiber and cable both, visit Hyderabad. Hyderabad, very good. Where are you based?
We are based out of Gurgaon.
Gurgaon, then visit Hyderabad or Chennai, whatever you want.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The last question is from the line of Mr. Priyansh, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir. Hello, Mr. Priyansh, please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, Mr. Priyansh, please go ahead.
Yeah. My first question is regarding this extension of optical fiber and fiber cable. So in which month are you going to complete it, number one? And number two, what kind of additional this turnover we will be generating from this?
So fiber manufacturing, the completion is expected, you know, going by stages. But, you know, partly it will be completed in, let us say, July 24th, and partly it will be completed in January 25th. You know, it's in two stages we are doing the extension. And primary stage is because of delay in machine deliveries. So that is going to happen, but it's going to be two stages. in the cable manufacturing, it would be completed in the stages in the in financial year 24-25. In stages, I say, because of different kind of cable which we are going to be manufacturing, so deliveries are different for machines. So it is stages we are doing, 24-25, it would be completed. If you compare the present revenue and the expanded revenue, difference could be roughly about 800 to 1000 crores.
So you are saying that like additional incremental revenue will be 800 to 1000 crores from the cable?
Yes, yes. In accessories, you know, cable plus their accessories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In a full financial year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my second question regarding this 5G equipment which we are manufacturing. So just on a rough understanding, how many number or how many types of equipment are we developing now, and whether all the equipment will be launched within this financial year or something will stretch to next financial year also? Or yeah, this number one, and number two, whether there is any impediment or hurdle which can delay this thing.
Look, you know, the number of equipment, if you take, there are categories and there are subcategories. But if I include subcategories, you know, if I take just the categories would be Wi-Fi, UBR, 5G, customer equipment, Wi-Fi, customer, you know, HMR, routers, switches, you know, there will be six or seven categories of communication equipment. But if I include subcategories, within that categories could be more than 25. So, you know, it is something like that. Now, in terms of impediment, it's a research and development. R&D is always something which you cannot always succeed in the first time. Sometimes you may, sometimes you may not. There are 50% of the cases you succeed first time, 50% cases you make modification and then you succeed. So there is no impediment as such that there is something which you will not succeed at all. You will succeed, sometimes it gets delayed. And that is true with all R&D. Abhi aapne Chandrayaan ka nahi dekha. चंद्रयान दो नहीं हुआ तो चंद्रयान तीन तो पहुंच गया, तो ये आज होता है।
वो सही है सर, वो सही है सर, वी एग्री
ये होती है। तो कभी टाइम से होता है, कभी डिले के साथ होता है, बट फाइनली होता है, मतलब इट हैपेंस।
No, no, sir. My only point was that since we are now approaching very soon to the end of this financial year, so and like this last few during last phone call also you mentioned the same thing regarding this new product and everything. So now, this idea that maybe like because now we're only 4-5 months left, so maybe the surety of launching all products should be much more as compared to 3 months before.
We are quite sure that all these products will be launched in the current financial year. There may be one or two products, maybe another 1 or 2 months delay, but I don't expect more than that.
That's fine, sir. And sir, like one thing you mentioned which I missed, that you said that like you are also developing some products which the revenue which can be the very used. So like, if you just can kindly recap this one.
Yeah, this is like, for example, 5G customer permission requirement which I talked about. Demand opportunity is very, very high. So that one product itself can give more revenue than what I am expecting from all the products in telecommunication sector. But I am not saying that it would give, but it has the potential. Potential is there. But how much finally revenue comes, that depends upon the order and, you know, customers and all that. But potential in just one product is there to give more than that revenue.
Very good, sir. Very good. Thank you so much. Like, wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. For the remaining questions, the participants can get in touch with Mr. Amit Agarwal individually. And now, I would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Nahata for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, and thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen, for attending this earning call for Q2 of FY24. And I say, gentlemen, you know, this quarter in terms of product demand aberration because of lower demand of fiber optic cable because of various reasons which we expect to improve next couple of months in the U.S., Europe and India also, I think there will be significant improvement. Company has taken enough steps to increase the production capacity to supply the increased demand from its customers. Moreover, the products which we have undertaken to design R&D for the telecom products Those are also now in a very advanced stage. One by one, they would be launched in the current financial year itself. So I expect very good revenue to come from the next financial year, not only from Indian market, from export market also. And there is a very, very high potential from those products for revenue to come. Moreover, programs like BharatNet, which has got an outflow of, total outflow 140,000 crore, the capex of roughly 40,000 crores. Again, there is a good demand opportunity for the company there. Apart from this fiber to home being launched worldwide, 5G happening, so there is an immense demand opportunity. And product-led revenue, which is the strategy of the company, is expected to really yield results, not only in the Indian market, but export. Improve the revenue and improve profitability and improve cash flow. Moreover, one of the projects is the Network for Spectrum, which had consumed a lot of our existing cash flow because of delay in payments, well, reasons not attributable to us. We expect that also to start, you know, project getting handed over to Army one by one. And even yesterday there was a discussion, and one of the command, Army command, we are expected to hand over to the Army from the, within, before Diwali. Another one before the expiry of next month. So that revenue, the cash flow would also start kicking in. And we are expecting that within this financial year, out of the total 900 crore rupees due from that project, at least we should be able to receive very significant portion of that money in the current financial year, which would also improve the cash flow situation of the company. So I look forward very optimistically for the time to come because of the reasons of product development, because of expected demand coming for fiber optic cables, and increased revenue from products, not only in telecom, but defense sector also in coming years. Thank you very much, and thanks a lot again for participating in the call, and wish all of you a very, very happy Navratri and very, very happy Diwali. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.